It is a Sunday afternoon. Postal workers are picketing in front of the Staples store in Pikesville. They're protesting the office chain's plans to offer some post office services in some of their stores.
Union busting, we say no!
Leading the demonstration is Cindy Walsh, a Democrat from Baltimore City, running for governor for the first time.
I am not a politician. I am a political activist. And so I'm a lifelong political activist who probably knows the history of all these policies better than any of the candidates in the race.
Those policies involve the growing influence of large multinational corporations in state and local politics. Walsh says state tax policies favor large corporations. She'd put a stop to that. She'd also favor increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour, making it a so-called living wage. She calls the better-known Democrats, Anthony Brown, Doug Gansler, and Heather Mazier, neoliberals.
You have to beware of this new idea of neoliberals who I call throw a few progressive bones. So Heather Mazier embraces the idea of public-private partnerships, which is simply that movement into a state corporate position. They're handing all of our public to private corporations, and that's why they handle all the public policy writing. We have no control. The public just stands there and gets taken out of public policy meetings if they try to talk.
We're looking for Mark Revin for you. Let's see if we can find Mark Revin on here. He's a power.
In his sister's home in Pikesville, Ralph Jaffe looks through a list of campaign volunteers. The retired teacher ran for governor in 2002 and 2010, but don't call him a perennial candidate.
I want to be called a perennial teacher. I'm an educator, and I use these campaigns as a teaching tool to show my students what you have to do. But I believe the best way to teach is not just by words, but by action. That's why I'm a teacher, and this is a movement. I'm not a perennial candidate in a sense. I'm a perennial teacher.
Among the things Jaffe wants to do as governor, reject any tax increases, and abolish the Department of Education, Maryland Stadium Authority, and the Public Service Commission.
Because they're puppets of the governor. They're puppets of the governor, the current governor, the predecessors, and they are a joke and a farce.
How do you regulate electricity if you don't have a PSC? I mean, with state law.
Better laws on the books.
And outside of Fort Worthington Elementary School in East Baltimore, we found another Democrat running for governor, Charles U. Smith. He was the election judge at the school for 22 years. But the Army and National Guard veteran says he wants to do more to help the community.
I'm really disappointed in the state of Maryland and in Baltimore City. They fail the school system utterly. Even with this new money, they said they're allocating this $1.1 billion. Mm-hmm. My question is, it's not how many schools you build, it's the quality of the teachers that you have.
And besides improving schools, Smith says he'd want to improve Baltimore City's roads, bridges, and particularly rail lines.
Yeah, all these things, this infrastructure, the railroad, it's over 100 years old, and it's crumbling. Okay, you need all this stuff to be brought up to modernize. Okay, now, what I would do, in my experience, I know a lot of the major players that government, public servants that's in, that, you know, in D.C. and whatever, and doing my military career. I would use some of the extensive knowledge and, you know, the insight that I know to get the core engineers and other organizations to come in and help with some of the expense of renovating the rail lines.
These three candidates, along with Anthony Brown, Doug Gansler, and Heather Mazier, are on the June 24th Democratic primary ballot. Robert Lang, WBAL on WBAL.com.